This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, in a way, this is the most unusual message I've ever given because it's the longest passage of Scripture I ever read from the pulpit. Yet I only focused on one verse, Ephesians 5:21, that says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." My thesis was that if people would get this verse right in their lives, submission in marriage and submission in family and work, all the other stuff will fall into place if we get verse 21 right of chapter 5 of Ephesians. God bless you as you listen to part 4 today. I want to tell you a powerful story about that just really touched me, because four or five times in my years in the ministry, I've had couples come to a wedding planning meeting and say, "We have written our wedding vows and we want to say our own vows." And I say, "I am okay with that. I don't have a problem with that, as long as you let me read them. I just want to know what I'm going to be reading in front of all the guests at your wedding. I want to know that what I'm reading, I agree with." I had one couple, Columbus, Ohio, brought their wedding vows in, and I said, "I can't do this. I can't do your wedding and read these vows." I said, "I don't mean to be mean. I don't mean to be uncooperative, but I can't read these vows." And the reason was they were so open-ended, it was like an escape clause. "I will love you until. I will love you as long as. I will love as, you know, the feelings are there and the emotions there and the sun is still shining," kind of thing. "But other than that, I'm out of here." That's basically the gist of their wedding vows. So I said, "I cannot do this wedding. So you either have to change your vows or," and I said it very respectfully, "get someone else to do the wedding." Well, they ended up changing their vows, and they went along with it, and they understood my concerns later. But I did a wedding in Canton, Ohio, I think at a Presbyterian or Methodist church, beautiful building, for a couple named Jim and Julia, a couple that was from the church in Columbus. And I saw something at their wedding that I've never seen ever before or since, where people started weeping during the wedding vows because of the way they were worded. They wrote it, and here's what happened. Jim looks at his bride, Julia, and in front of everybody, he says, as a part of the vows, "Julia, in front of all these people, in front of God as our witness, I promise to you today that Julia, I'm going to honor you every day of my life, for the rest of my life." People started weeping because he meant it. It wasn't just, you know, icing on the cake or just for fluff. And Julia turns to Jim and says, "Jim, I say in front of all these people, in front of God as my witness, I'm going to honor you every day of my life, and I'm going to show honor to you every way I can until I die." There was power. There was power in someone promising before God and before witnesses, "I promise to honor you." Why? That's submission. Submission is cooperating, it's serving, and it's honoring. What would happen, just theoretically, just stay with me, just, you know, humor me for a minute. If you decided today, "I'm going to cooperate with the people I say I love." What would happen if you say today, "I'm going to serve the people I say I love. I'm going to honor the people I love." And I want to suggest that you and I can't brag about how much we love God and we love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls and all our mind, and then turn around and show anything of those things to the people we claim to love. People who love the Lord tend to love people. And people who reverence Jesus Christ tend to be people who submit in cooperation, submit by serving, and submit by honoring and blessing people with those words.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.